I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by the gorgeous Chantelle Houghton. I feel like me and you went off on a bit of a tangent there before the break, girl. But basically what I was leading up to is you won Big Brother, didn't you?
I did. Of course I did.
Of course you did. But that must have been like double amazing, because you're not just winning like normal Big Brother, you're winning Celebrity Big Brother. So people are saying, like, not only, oh yeah, she's class, she's funny, I'd like to go for a drink with her. They're also saying you're better than some household names. We like you more than some household names. That must have been a pretty incredible feeling.
It was just like, I honestly, after getting past the task of, you know, pretending to be a celebrity, I was just so glad to be there, because up until that time when I'd passed it, I could have been evicted at any minute. I genuinely never thought about winning the show. It was the only point that it suddenly went into my head that I could win this was when it was just down to me and Michael Barrymore. And I remember going into the toilet and I was like, God, I could actually win this. Like, this is insane. And then I wanted to win it. Like, why?
Well, yeah, you do. No, you do, mate. I don't care anybody who says that. Yeah. I remember coming, it was me down to me and George Shelley for the jungle, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's just been so lovely to do this experience. Like, I would be honoured to lose to you. I was like, shut up, George. I want to fucking win. And so do you.
You know, the thing is, you don't enter a competition to not want to win it. And but I genuinely, up until that, I just wanted to get on a TV show. And then when I realised I could have a chance of winning it, in that moment, I was like, I want to win it. I want to. Of course I want to win it. And then, you know, for them to read out my voice, Davina, to read out my voice in that moment, it was just, I could not believe it. Like, I still, to be honest, sometimes I still think that I haven't actually processed it, like, properly, that I did actually win that show, or that I even did go on that show, or that was even all real, like, was that all real? But there were no words. There really wasn't. The shock was just crazy. And coming out, that my life just, I never went home. Like, I got picked up in the morning from my mum's house where I lived to go on Big Brother. And then I never went back. Like, I never, ever went home. I basically moved out that morning. So my life just changed within 3 weeks. Just, yeah. Crazy.
So exciting how things can just, I suppose, like, how your life can change at the drop of a hat. And I think I know the answer to this, but what was the highlight for you? Obviously, you know, you met all these incredible people, you won, like, all the things were amazing. But was there like a real standout moment?
Do you know, I think for me, it was when, you know, they did the task where it was my last task, and it was to be on either podium number one up until number 11. And they said that if I was put on number 11, then I'd be evicted that night. And so I stood on number 9. And it was that moment that I was like, okay, I'm here to stay. Like, I'm now here, because I could now enjoy it, you know, without that, you know, because everyone else was just enjoying being on Big Brother. But for me, any minute, someone might out me in the diary room and I'd be evicted straight away. So for me, that moment was when they called me to the diary room and said, you have passed your task. And it was like, for me, I was like, right, let's get on with Big Brother now. I'm in Big Brother, you know.
That was the moment where it felt real. Obviously,
like that, for me, that, to be honest, winning it was amazing. But it was that moment, standing on that podium and then being told that I'd passed, was my absolute highlight of it, without a doubt.
Well, it was pivotal, wasn't it? Because you thought, like, it was very, everything hung in the balance beforehand. But after that, you were like, right, now I can have a good time. And that's a nice feeling when you can relax a bit more and be yourself, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, because up until then, I was just like, I was an imposter, I was a fraud, I was, you know, I could have been outed. And then it was just like, right, this is it. Let's enjoy the ride now.
Mate, obviously, when you were in there, you met Preston and you guys became the nation's sweethearts. Like, I was absolutely obsessed with yous. What was it like falling in love in the public eye? Did you feel the pressure, or did everything else just melt away and what you felt for each other took over? Because that's always how it appeared, you know. It always just looked like you didn't care. Like, you knew potentially yous were a bit of an odd match, but yous were really happy.
Yeah, we were like polar opposites, you know. Do you know, things, you know, when you're in love, it's amazing. Like, them first few months, you know, whatever, weeks, months, you know, it's just amazing. And you want to tell everyone, don't you? You want to tell your best friends, you want to tell your aunts, your sisters, your brothers, everyone. But everyone already knew. And so it was like everyone was on this big love balloon with us. Do you know what I mean? We'd like have people coming up to us and be like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you guys. It was just like, you know what? When you're in love, you want to tell the world. The world already knew, not the world, but the UK. Do you know what I mean? Anyone that was watching Big Brother knew. So I didn't need to tell everyone. It was just... oh, it was magical. It was so magical. And I was so in love with him. Like, I loved him so much. Like, I felt so in love with him. So, like, slowly, but so quickly as well. It was just so...
the Big Brother environment will have acted like a catalyst, because you're seeing him 24 hours a day.
I just wanted to be with him like all the time. And we were just like two little like giggling kids. And even when we came out of Big Brother, like we'd, you know, we were working and, you know, there was stupid money being earned, which I'm really grateful for. And we were just like two little kids. Like, we'd go to like Gordon Ramsay's restaurant at Claridge's, which again, like, I'm so glad for the experience, but like we'd order like £100 bottle of wine and be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, we were like two little kids, like, and oh my God, it was just magic. It was magical. It was absolutely magical. And you know what? If I was to never, ever fall in love with anyone for the rest of my life, I've got that. And I will always have that, you know? It was wonderful. It really was.
Chantelle, I'm not being funny, but you're making us really upset that you aren't still together. I know that the marriage didn't work, and I know you are still friends and everything, which I feel like is very mature, but like, listening to you talk, it does sound like there's still an awful lot of respect and giddy love there. Like, is there any chance ever in the future?
No, do you know what? So I haven't seen Preston for 10 years. We spoke on the phone and messaged time to time. And then I saw him in, I think it was 2020, the beginning before COVID. And we did a photo shoot together, and instantly we were back where we were in Big Brother. We were just like magnets to each other, like laughing, giggling and this and that. But it was like, it was just that one bit that we would never cross over that line again. Do you know what I mean? Because it wouldn't work, you know. It was just, there was a reason why it didn't work. And do you know what? I never really know why that was. You know, one of the reasons maybe we moved down to Brighton where he lived, and, you know, my whole world had exploded. I didn't know anyone down there. You know, I had no friends, no family. I felt quite lonely. And that was obviously a lot of pressure on him to, you know, always sort of like...
Were you worried? He then became your whole world. And that's a similar, you know, that's a lot for one person, but also like feeling lonely and sort of out of your comfort zone is not a nice feeling for you either.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it put a lot of pressure on the relationship. But it was just, Yeah, it's just magical. But yeah, no, we won't. We'll always, you know, he'll message me a funny thing that we did once, and we'll like message, and then we won't speak for a couple of months. But no, I've still got my wedding dress, actually. I finally, right. So I've had it like stuffed in the wardrobe for so many years, 17 to be precise. And I finally got it down to one of the vacuum bags that you get. I finally put it there. But I said to my mum, like, what am I doing with this wedding dress? It's ridiculous. I should probably get rid of it. And my mum said, well, why don't you get rid of it then? And I was like, well, I can't do that. I can't just get rid of it. She was like, but you just said, why are you keeping it? And I was like, oh, yeah, well, look, just no.
It's a turn of phrase, Ma. Keep your nose up your business.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's got real sentimental value, because not only does it symbolise like this incredibly like fast-paced and exciting time in your life, it also is like your and Preston's relationship, which quite clearly meant a lot to you. But not only that, like, didn't David Emmanuel design it? Like, he did fucking Princess Diana's, mate. Like,
so right. I know.
Reality royalty and then real royalty, mate. Like, that's pretty epic.
I couldn't believe it when I got the email for offering to make it. I was just like, this is Princess Diana's dressmaker offering to make me a dress. But it is, you know, I love it. I think it's beautiful. But yeah, Princess Diana, and then there's me. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, yeah, it's just crazy. But no, I will always keep it. It might be a bit bent up and out of shape, but hey.
Bless you, mate.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm going to ask something really cheeky now, and you can absolutely refuse to answer it. I missed the big money boat with things like press and stuff. Like, by the time I got into the public eye, like, listen, not that I'm complaining, I live a really nice life, but I mean, like, magazines and stuff were starting to go on the decline because of the rise of social media, you know, and the landscape has changed. People were able to monetize social media. Like, that was the dynamic. But because everyone was getting their goss from everybody's Instagram accounts, nobody was paid, like, magazine, nobody was buying magazines. So they didn't have huge amounts of money to chuck at whoever to find out, like, how their relationship was going, because everybody could see it on your fucking Instagram anyway.
It's, do you know what? It's a good thing and it's a bad thing, social media, isn't it?
No, but as that's risen, print press has definitely declined. Mm-hmm. But I know that back in the day, they used to pay an absolute fortune for things. I need to know what your biggest pay packet was, Chantal. Whether it was press, whether it was a job, whether it was an endorsement. Like, can you tell us who threw the most money at your post, Big Brother?
Do you know, I'm only answering this because you've asked. I'd never go around saying, oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. For me personally, it was the first interview that I did when I came out of Big Brother. And I didn't believe it at the time, like when they offered it, but I got paid £300,000 for that interview. Oh, it's insane. That is insane, isn't it?
That's a house, babe.
I know. Oh, it's insane. I know, it's complete. Can you imagine, right? you're this girl, you've grown up in this little town in Wickford, you're like literally bunking the train to go and get an audition on Big Brother. I walked in Big Brother with 83p in my bank account, right? I had nothing. I didn't have any plan if it was all going to go wrong. I didn't have a pot to piss in. And then I've come out of there with that. Yeah, it was just insane. But it was, like you say, the magazines had so much money then.
They did.
Mental.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a time to be alive, girl.
I know, right? I know. Yeah. I know.
So then, of course, right, you've obviously rode this wave, had an amazing time. Things didn't work out with Preston. I think across the board, mate, like, was your experience with fame, like, quite a good one? Like, in my opinion, and I might just have not missed some stuff, but I always thought you were like really well received and liked, but there's always downsides.
Yeah.
Did you struggle with the highs and lows?
Do you know what? I've had a great time. It's been amazing.
I've had a lovely time. That's what I like to hear, girl.
Lovely time. It's been a great run. No, seriously, to be honest, I'm not an offensive person. And I feel like I've always kept my feet on the floor. Like I said to you earlier, like it's never gone to my head. I've always known that this is sort of just for today. Do you know what I mean? Like anything can happen tomorrow. Like I might have been, you know, on the front pages of the magazines at one time, but I knew that that wasn't going to last. And so I don't know, it can go to your head. Like I've seen it go to people's heads, you know, people that I've worked with, I've seen it and seen the way that they've spoke to people. Like I was an idiot, right? Because when I first come out, you know, they pick you up in like Addison Lee's and stuff, don't they? And obviously it's all paid for. I would tip the drivers like £50 because I felt really guilty that I wasn't paying them. And I was like, I felt like I was getting a free lift and I felt like I was taking the piss out of them. So that was my way of like paying for it. Do you see what I mean? But they're getting paid anyway. And why I'm saying that is because
you never forgot where you came from.
You know what I mean?
You're always grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want it to seem like I'm like, oh, I think I'm amazing. Do you know what I mean? But I don't.
You've never come across like that, Chantel. Honestly, you haven't. Not once. You've come across lovely and humble and grateful. And I don't know, and just really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And I am. I am really, really grateful for everything. But I just enjoyed every moment of it. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be forever. I knew there'd be like, you know, 1 minute everyone loves you, next minute, you know, they might hate you, or you know, you'll be hot property 1 minute, and next thing, no one's interested, kind of thing.
It was a fickle industry.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was really good with any money that I got paid. Like I invested it, and you know, I wasn't out buying like shoes and handbags, and you know, spending it all on this, that, and the other. And I didn't go on Big Brother to be famous. I wanted a better life. Like I was brought up with bailiffs knocking at the door every day. I was brought up with my dad waiting for the neighbour to go out to work and getting their hose pipe to go put it through our window and fill our bath up so we could have a bath. I didn't want that life. I wanted to be going on holiday. I wanted to eat nice food. I wanted to just live a nice life and experience stuff. And so I tried to do it, take every opportunity that was in my way, in front of me, and create a better life for myself. So I think that's why I didn't like get this big head and like think that I was like some huge star and treat people like shit, because I didn't ever do it to go down the road and be recognized. I'd rather no one look at me. And do you know what? It's really funny actually, because when my little girl, she's 11 now, but when she was about six, she said to me, "Mummy, why do you always look at the floor when you're walking along?"
Oh,
my God, like I realized that I do that, because I'm not saying that I've noticed all the time, but I'm so self-conscious that I do just tend to like keep my head down. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, like when she said it, I was like, yeah. And I realized that actually I don't want people to look at me. Do you know what I mean? Like I didn't do it for that. I did it because I want to live a nice life. And, you know, I was really lucky enough to educate her through private school, you know, something that I would never have had. You know, I could have spent them that money on shoes and handbags or whatever, but I wanted to do it because I want to, do you know what I mean? It was all for that reason, not for everyone to know my name. Do you know what I mean? So
No, and I think when you do it for all of the right reasons, it kind of shines through. And it's lovely that you've been able to achieve so many of those things off the back of something like Big Brother, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
No, it's amazing. Honestly. No, I'm sure like your friends and family and everybody whose opinion really matters has told you this, but I'm very proud of you. You're pretty impressive and amazing. And just
that
so nice.
It means a lot. It really does. Thank you. It does. You know, it really does mean a lot. Thank you.
Obviously, we are recording this now in January, and I'm sure it will go out very soon. But everybody's on a sort of new year, new me health kick. And over the years, we've definitely seen like your body fluctuate. And that is natural as far as I'm concerned, because mine's done exactly the fucking same thing, girl. And I probably will be doing it for the rest of my life. There'll be years when I'm smaller, years when I'm bigger, years when I'm pregnant, like whatever it is. And that's really okay. And it's taken me years to accept that body's changing is okay. But it doesn't feel like, I feel like we've come on leaps and bounds. Don't get us wrong. There's loads of progress being made within society and how we view women's bodies. But I do still think we have a bit of an unhealthy obsession with it. Was that one of the hardest things for you to have to deal with in the public eye, like the obsession with your body?
Do you know what? I didn't care. I really didn't care. I genuinely didn't care what people thought of me. I think the only thing that hit really, I remember when I was with Preston, and I'd always been conscious of my stomach, and then the rumours, well, she's pregnant, she's having a baby. I can only think back to then when I was bothered by someone saying something about me. But do you know what? You're never going to please anyone, because when I was like, well, you know, I've nearly lost 5 stone over a couple of years. But when I was 5 stone heavier, it'd be all like Chantelle Temple, Chantelle this. She looks like a beach whale. She look, you know, she's like this. And then when I lose the weight, it's, oh, she's ill. She's got an eating problem. She's been on Ozempic. She's done lipo. You're always going to get the abuse. So do you know what? It genuinely doesn't bother me, because you're never ever going to stop people having an opinion that you don't like about you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So long as I'm happy with how I am, I don't care what they think. I genuinely don't care. I've been through so much trauma in the past 10 years that someone telling me that I've taken a Zempic, like, don't get me wrong, I will say, no, I haven't, but I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's bigger things going on in the world, isn't there, Chantelle? There's like bigger fish to fry. And I think, again, going back to what I said before, those who know you, those who truly understand you, they know the truth. Mate, I have had such a nice time talking to you, and I hope that the like teen in me hasn't fangirled you too much.
Because
I can remember buying magazines with you and Preston on the front cover and feeling like yous were, I don't know, like my generation's Posh and Becks, even though I still love Posh and Becks too. I just loved yous. So it's so good to see you so happy and thriving, and I don't know, like, having made really smart and sensible decisions, living the life that you wanted and you deserve. So just want to say thank you, Chantelle.
Thank you, darling. And it's been amazing coming on, honestly. I've always loved you, and I've always loved reading your Instagram posts. I think you're amazing, and what you know, the positive body image, positivity and everything that you put out. So yeah, you do a lot for us. You really do.
Thank you so much, mate. That's all we can do, isn't it? Use the platform for a little bit of good and hopefully help some women along the way. Eat Erkan would kill us if he says that. He says I'm a sexist because I just talk about women all the time. Before I let you go here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, we do always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pills of wisdom. And mate, like, it feels that whatever your life has taken you, the highs or the lows, you've really embraced it. And you've taken the chances and, you know, embraced the risks and just had a very, I suppose, exciting, wonderful time. And I wanted to know, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people are scared, and a lot of people wouldn't have gone to the audition, you know? And I feel like it's a shame people miss out. So I want to know what your secret is to enjoying the ride.
Just to, like, never take it for granted, you know, take every opportunity that you can get and just enjoy it, just live it. You know, I really feel that, you know, the whole life's too short thing, like, life is really short, like, really short, like, anything can happen at any time, and just sort of grab life with both hands and and just know that we're not promised tomorrow, because we're really not. And yeah, I live my life by that, to be honest. So yeah, just go for it.
Very good advice, mate. Fucking hell. I cannot believe I'm talking to Big Brother. That's Chantelle.
No, shut up.
I'm going to go away and YouTube all your best bits. I'm such a fucking nerd. That was the absolutely gorgeous Chantelle Houghton, and I feel like I fangirled her far too hard, but I couldn't control myself. Their series of Big Brother was absolutely iconic, and it was so nice to know that she's just as gorgeous in real life as I thought she was on the telly. Yeah, no, I am a fan. If you love listening to this week's Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, don't forget there is a whole huge back catalogue of episodes that you might have missed, so make sure you are up to date. Everyone from Catherine Ryan, Eamon Holmes, Fern McCann to Pete Wicks. There's something for everybody. Please leave a review, tell your mates, and do all of the lovely podcasty things to help our little podcast grow. Have a really great week, guys. You deserve it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.